Hello, my name is Nigel Hutton, tax partner in Grant Thornton, Liverpool. I'm here with Tony Redden. We just thought we'd share our thoughts on the budget statement. Obviously, this is a pre-election budget, so this is an intention, not actuality. But there are some interesting ideas. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, I think it was clear from the political tone of the Chancellor's speech that he quite clearly lays part of the blame, at least for the current economic situation, at the banker's door. And I think that was evidenced by the fact that there's an intention to introduce an international banker's levy on further regulation for the banks. So, how that pans out remains to be seen. But I think off the back of the banker's bonus last year and raising £2 billion from that banker's bonus, the Chancellor's been encouraged to extend regulation of banks.
And the 2 million has been quite surprisingly spent on Liverpool businesses, if you like, because I think it's really good news. Two measures. The first is entrepreneur relief. That's where the first £1 million you make on profit on sale of a business, taxed at 10%. That 1 million limit's going up to 2 million. So effectively, you're selling a business for 2 million, you're going to get £80,000 more than you would have done last year. So that's clearly an encouragement for people to develop local businesses and sell them on.
Yeah, quite surprisingly as well, the Chancellor has announced an extension to the annual investment allowance. At the moment, businesses can effectively write off £50,000 of capital expenditure immediately against taxable profits. But the Chancellor has now extended that relief to £100,000, and that will apply to all businesses, regardless of size, and it will apply to sole traders and partnerships as well.
I think any businessman knows it's been very hard to raise finance from banks over the last 18 months. There is an intention now to form a special capital fund targeted at smaller businesses, and hopefully that's going to come on stream in the next 12 months. So hopefully it will get a bit easier now to borrow money, perhaps to invest in these new investment allowances.
Yeah, and going back to the theme of the bankers being responsible and giving something back, the Chancellor has announced a commitment of £500 million for the banks to secure this capital fund and make funding available to businesses. Hopefully, we'll see the effect of that locally in Liverpool.
He's also going to benefit some of the local industries, the creative industries. The computer gaming industry is going to get relief in the same way as the film industry. So again, that should be hopefully of benefit to local businesses.
Some welcome announcements as far as stamp duty land tax is concerned. The Chancellor has announced an extension to the nil rate band, effectively doubling that from £125,000 to £250,000. So first-time buyers and buyers of properties less than £250,000 effectively can generate a saving of £2,500. Whether that stimulates the local property market sufficiently remains to be seen. The Chancellor has got a reputation for giving with one hand and taking back from the other, and certainly has done that because he's now levied a 5% charge from next April on residential properties worth over £1 million. So again, another illustration of how the wealthier are being taxed and being made responsible for stimulating the recovery.
And although the sort of the 50% rate has attracted all the attention, I mean, it is true that everybody will be paying more tax in the new year rather than they are now, and that's because none of the allowances, the bands at which you begin to pay tax and the bands at which you start paying the 40% tax have been inflated. So with inflation at 3%, effectively you've lost out on that, so you're paying more tax. There'll also be increases in fuel duty, although that's been spread over 10 months, and alcoholic duties. So people will be paying more, even though perhaps they don't realise it.
In terms of the 50% rate, obviously that will now come in from April as previously confirmed. So there will be the top 1% of earners affected. There's also a restriction in the personal allowances, which will hit people over 100,000. So people will look at ways of saving tax. And there's lots of arrangements and ideas available for those higher earners. And certainly there will be an interest for people to look to mitigate tax wherever possible.
And we'll be delighted to talk to them. Thank you. Bye.
That's just about right. I thought it was a little bit mixed up there, haven't I?
I know.